Why wouldn't they milk them in the barn?
Well, the other thing is about it, and I thought you got your mule things in the barn, but we've always had a little cow pen. Both of these rooms, what?
I guess, cow lot, I called them.
So we had a big old feed trough and everything. We'd go out there and feed them. If it wasn't, there's a little old shed there, put her up under the shed.
And you had pigs, she said. Where did you keep your pigs?
Kept them in the pig pen. That's what people call them, pig pens. Kept them in there. You can't change it, because that's what they have in, pig pens. Just built them up.
Moran,
she wants what y'all call them when you
call them. Well, I just told her what they call them now. Put my pigs over in the corral or something like that now. I don't know.
Most people must have farmed in those days.
They did. When Cleve and me come along, most everybody farmed, yeah.
Oh, everybody farmed and helped one another. We'd go take our cotton to the gin, sell the seed, pay for the gin. What else you got for me?
In your cotton field, how did you
pick cotton?
Well, how did you weed it? How did you keep it from getting overgrown? How many acres of cotton did you have?
Oh, well, I think I remember one time, I don't know, I've had different days, but I remember I had 11 acres once, and I made 11 bales of cotton. That was way back.
That's been years ago.
Is that good or not?
Yeah, that was good.
That was good?
That was good. But now then they make two or three bales to the acre.